This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The music industry sure has changed a lot over the past half century. But a music venue in downtown Ann Arbor that focuses on folk music has been able to survive through all of those changes. As The Arc celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, we hear how its leadership plans to keep it around for the next 50 years. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox has more.
Check, 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 one, two.
When you walk the hallways of the Arc before or after performance, you'll notice the walls are fully covered with black and white photos of folk artists that have stepped on the Arc stage over the past 50 years. Artists like Tom Paxton, Judy Collins, Arlo Guthrie.
The Avett brothers got their start here. Ani DeFranco started here playing to just a handful of people the first time she played.
That's Marianne James. She's the executive director of the Arc.
People talk about the music being in the walls here.
But when the Arc got its start back in 1965, it wasn't just a music venue. It had more of a coffee house vibe.
There were poetry readings and forums and discussions. They did some movies, and music was always part of it, but music emerged as really the best vehicle for how to enrich the human spirit, create community, gather people together.
James says the Arc hopped on the folk revival bandwagon that was happening in the 60s.
There was a scare that we were losing our traditional music in this country.
The Arc now puts on shows more than 300 nights a year. It's a sit-down venue with around 400 seats that form a semicircle around the stage. As James explains,
no seat is more than 50 feet away from the artist. So you're very close to the artist. The artist feels very close to you. And there's interaction that typically happens between the artist and the audience.
Aaron Zindel leads the Ann Arbor-based band The Ragbirds. They've been playing music and touring the country for a decade. She's played a lot of venues in her life, but she says the Arc is a very special place.
And there's something to that layout that's very nice for communicating something.
The Ragbirds aren't your traditional sit around the campfire and sing kumbaya kind of folk. Sure, Zindel plays fiddle, mandolin, and banjo, but the Ragbirds also know how to rock, and some of their music is infused with other melodies and rhythms and instruments from all over the world. James says it's important to bring artists to the Arc that don't completely fit into that traditional folk sound, because there's a fear that the kind of people who come to the Arc to see folk music are getting old and dying off.
We'll hear from our board members, some of them who are a little bit older. There are no young people coming to the Arc. And we say, well, what shows have you been to?
Bands like the Ragbirds bring a younger crowd to the Arc. And the other night, a band called the Leftover Cuties performed. It's a group of 30-somethings from California that took a new spin on the 1920s cabaret genre. So as the Arc celebrates its 50th anniversary, James says it's the younger artists who are reshaping folk music for a new generation who will help the Arc be successful for the next 50 years. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.
The Arc is having 50th anniversary shows tonight through this weekend. You can hear Aaron Zindel do a solo performance Saturday night as part of a showcase of Michigan folk artists. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Detroit singer-songwriter Jill Jack, who will also be taking part in the Arc's 50th anniversary showcase.